Oh, hi, Big Fatty. Happy Monday. Oh, look at you humming a little ditty over there.
Well, you were saying as we were setting up that you kept hearing a hum, and I thought that I'd make sure that you heard a hum. That's my butt humming.
No doubt.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 16th of August, 2021, in the monsoon season of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the had enough, the fat, oh. The only Mr. Larry H. Vader that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even in a monsoon, he can't get it right. Not that we're surprised. Larry H. Vader, and with me is the... fresh back from a horror weekend one himself.
Yes.
It's Big Fatty.
Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Yes. Hi. Now,
Jesus, are
we...
loud.
Shall we just... Y'all, I got nothing. shall we just go right on into the weather rat report?
You know what? We might as well. So let's do this.
Yes.
I hate the sound effects, by the way. Let's do this.
Oh, okay.
Coming to you. Pardon me. Coming to you live from the...
Did you have Chipotle for lunch?
No, I had Panera. I'll tell you about that later. Coming to you live from the LFC Weather Rat Studios. It's raining.
Is it raining there now?
It is raining at this exact moment. It just started.
Wait a minute. Let me check the radar.
And by the radar, you're opening your blinds?
Yeah, it's not raining here yet.
Okay. Y'all, it has... And I feel like we're two old people talking about the weather, but it... If you don't believe in the effects of global warming, come visit us for a week.
Right.
It is... It... Yesterday, so we're recording this a little bit later than normal, and by a little bit, I mean a day later, but on Sunday...
And there's a story in that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Sunday, I was coming...
We'll get to that story when we get over to the sports desk.
Stay away from the microphone. Sunday, I was coming home, and... Y'all, and I had been to visit my friend the Tomo for our every 6 weeks dinner in Savannah, and I was going to do some shopping on my way home, but y'all, I checked the weather, and I was like, whew, I better go on home, because it's going to get nasty, and I, you know, you don't want to drive in that. Old people don't.
Right.
Y'all, I made it about 3 miles from home, and cue that weather update music again, sideways, red rain. Could not see to drive, you know, and I'm on the 10 miles I have to take that are interstate. Of course, that's when it rains, and it was miserable, and it rained and it rained, and it was, and it did not stop red raining. I mean, y'all, it was just flat out poor.
Basically, the rain came down.
It did. And, so anyway, it has been doing that forever. And honestly, I've had enough of it. You know, for just putting it all out there, I've had enough. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be raining even more on Tuesday.
Correct. Worse on Tuesday than today, Monday. But, and honestly, it hasn't been too bad today. It rained this morning for a bit, and then it, it stopped. The sun was actually out a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
But y'all, it is just, we cannot get out of these tropical storms and pushing all the highs and the lows. I don't even know. It is miserable here. So
now,
so
anyway, Grace.
Yeah.
Grace is going into the Gulf.
Ooh, yeah, Grace in your face if you're living up there in somewhere off the Gulf. I don't really know where it's going, but
right,
yeah.
Right.
Y'all, it is all kinds of crazy with the weather right now.
If
you're out there, just be safe, because the red rain apparently is going to find you.
Don't leave home without your parasol.
Correct. Away from the microphone. Y'all, Big Fatty is having some sort of issue with his microphone. It is so loud, it's blowing me out over here. And I've got him turned down to 25%, and it's just over, like, the gain's way too high or something. Anyway, so...
Y'all, I've done nothing different.
Well, it was too loud last week when we recorded, and it's still too loud. I had a good week. I don't know about you. Did you have a fat week? Now, we all heard your horror weekend update.
Yes, and you heard I had the bubonic epizootic.
Correct.
With the summer cold, which everybody immediately thought was COVID. I had the COVID test, and it was negative.
Not accurate.
And I'm feeling fine. Now, one of the reasons I'm feeling better?
You're fat, and yes. you didn't get a haircut, or
no.
You can breathe, it sounds like, this go round.
Oh, yeah. God. I shaved the chin strap beard.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to be looking at you? Because I don't look at you when we record this.
How dare you?
Yeah. Now, so if you haven't listened to the BFO, we got the full update on the weekend at the horror hotel. Now, I also have some updates on your weekend at the horror hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, do they center around amateur night on Thursday?
I get a text from the Pickle on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
He was like, so I see why
that's
you don't.
Mr. Pickle.
Excuse me. I see why you didn't want to come here. And I said, I didn't say it was bad. You asked my opinion. I told you I find it fun for about 24 hours and then I don't find it fun. So whatever. So he was, they pour the drinks way too strong. Big Fatty got drunk. And I was like, no, that's about it. So then I get the tip a tap message from, Chris. I need Xanax. Send Xanax. And I said, I you work there. I cannot help any of you with any of these things. I am at home having a lovely, lovely evening. So kept in touch with both of them over the weekend. They both were filling me in with fatty updates. It was good to hear that you just pooped out after Thursday night and you just turned back into Big Fatty. I heard about Granny arguing with someone, and it was so funny because really Granny was just arguing with himself. And so I heard all of the updates. That's my report on Big Fatty's weekend at the Hara.
It's from that report, it sounds like Big Fatty was the only one that was drunk. I was the only one that was sober, except for Thursday night. And I was in the bed by 7 o'clock.
On Thursday night?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, that was the best part is there, you know, if you haven't heard Granny, you know, or it was Granny, yeah, tweeted some stuff, some photos and whatnot of Big Fatty being very drunk. Y'all, it was still daylight out. That was my favorite. I didn't want to engage with the photos or encourage it because, I like you would not have. Well, I would have taken that photo, but of anyone else, I wouldn't have done it. I was like, y'all, it's still daylight out, so poor Big Fatty. Well, as long as you had a good time, that's all that counts.
I had a good time.
Now, was there any inappropriate touching?
There absolutely none. None. I didn't even touch myself.
Oh, I have got to add that vomit sound. I don't know why.
And young Jonathan shared the room and the bed with me, and there was absolutely no inappropriate touching.
Well, I don't know young Jonathan, at least not that I'm aware of. But yeah, so, well, you know, the Pickle, he's already back out of town. So he, Mr. Yes. Pickle is already back out of town. So he was like, we'll talk about it later when you come over. And I was like, oh, Mr. Pickle. And all Chris is, I think, moving after
moving.
That weekend. Yeah, I think after the weekend, he's just decided it's time to move. It sounds like you had the desired effect of taking the Disgusta by storm. Well, while you were doing that, y'all,
what were you up to?
Well, last week I had quite the calamity here at the Vader family compound. Y'all, the faucet on my bathroom sink exploded. So,
oh my God,
I had to replace that, which, you know, as I told the Hatterina, she's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, no. It's not that I can't do it. It's that I don't want to do it because it's a pain in the ass.
Right.
So, spent one whole night doing that. But y'all, I was getting ready to go down to the Savannah, to the Tom's for the every 6 week Saturday night dinner. And I'd bought the good wine. I'd bought everything. I was in the boudoir ironing my pants or something. And I heard this noise and I turned around and looked up. Y'all, the ceiling fan was falling out of the ceiling above my bed. Yeah.
Were the raccoons knocking it loose?
No. So it had made a funny noise a while back. So I don't actually use it. And I'm not a ceiling fan because I have the pets. And, you know, the ceiling fan in a small room blows the cat hair against the wall. And then you have to clean the wall, like, frequently. So I had long ago stopped using the ceiling fan because it's more of a pain in the ass than it was worth, you know, to keep up with the cleaning. But y'all, so here I am, freshly showered, all clean, climbing on the bed, taking the ceiling fan down, only to discover that when they flipped this place, I guess they didn't want to put in the right electrical box in the ceiling for the ceiling fan, so they had just screwed it into the drywall. That'll hold it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, had to disassemble all that. Y'all, it was disgusting because it had been up there for 15 years. Absolutely disgusting. It's still on the floor over here. The trash can is full outside now after all of the stuff this week. Y'all went to the Home Depot real quick. I was like, okay, Tomo, I'm not gonna do all my shopping on the way down because I wanted to stop at a few places, you know, that are open on Saturdays. And so I was like, I'm gonna throw a light up there real quick because, you know, like, I could have just left the breaker off, but
sure,
like. Y'all, I bought this light.
That would have been easy.
Right. Well, that's what I ended up doing because the light I bought just wouldn't work. It just would not work, and it was cheap. So, anyway, ended up going to Savannah. Y'all, we had big fatty amounts of liquor.
Oh, like, so I wasn't the only one that was pass out drunk in the daylight.
I wasn't pass out drunk, but I was walking down the stairs. The Tomo lives on a hill, so you have to get down the stairs to get to the street level to get in my Uber. And everyone was very concerned about me going down the stairs. And I was like, I got it, you know. And so, needless to say, I got back to the hotel only to get a little.
Hi.
Y'all, it was the crazy Asian who's usually at Hot Dog Down a Hall. Hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, yes.
And he was like, what are you doing here? I was like, wait, you know. And I, by that point, I was okay. I was coherent, though exhausted. And I was like, why are you 62 feet away? And he was like, oh, we're here in Savannah. We're going out. Do you want to go with us? And I said, sure. Which, again, best, yeah. So luckily, though.
Not the best decision.
No. Well, luckily, I was like, you know, as. He was like, well, they're eating a late night snack. And then when I was like, okay, I'm just going to bed. So I went to bed. And,
because you're fat.
Came on home Saturday or Sunday and went to the Lowell's. And y'all, I bought a fancy light. I don't know if Big Fatty can see it. I don't know if it'll tilt. You can see part of it.
Oh, look at that. Uh-huh.
I know. I just went ahead and bought something kind of fancy for the boudoir.
Looks very Jetson-y.
Yeah. That I'd spent, after I spent a couple more hours trying to get the cheap light to correctly attached to the. I threw it in the garbage, drove to the Lowell's, bought the expensive light, and 15 minutes later, it was hanging above the bed.
Okay, so, well, my question was going to be, are you more of a Lowell's customer or a Home Depot customer? And it sounds to me like Home Depot was a fail and Lowell's was a win.
Frequently, the Home Depot is a fail. Like, I want to like it. And I think if you're buying building supplies or
right.
like, that sort of thing, it's probably just as good, if not better. But as far as, like, even I was looking for a tube of pure silicone
toothpaste?
Caulk. No, pure silicone caulk when I was in there getting this. Some of this, I had already bought a new faucet. I just hadn't put it in yet. So I had that, but I needed a few little tools. And y'all, like, even the caulk that I bought was old. Like, you could just tell when you're trying to use it that it was old. It just, but it's easier. The Home Depot is easier to get to from here. I know they're in the same place, but as far as the side of the street that it's
y'all,
on.
They're literally across the street from each other.
But
I don't like making those left-hand turns.
You can't make the left turn. That's the thing. So, anyway, I just went to the Lowell's. Y'all, they had a much better selection, and the prices were much more reasonable. So, anyway.
And did you get the veterans discount?
Well, you know, you can use your phone number and get the Larry the Veteran discount. I am not a veteran, so I did not get a discount. But yeah. So, well, Big Fatty, you know, last time we did a little show, we had... How about we play the game now?
Hey, let's play the game now.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that time where we play the game that's the only game we have because nothing else is fun. So Big Fatty tells me who was born today. I tell him if they're dead, if they're alive. And
right.
Who
Julie
they were.
Newmar.
Oh, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar, she was an actress, and she is probably dead by now.
Okay. And can you name any of her roles?
Wasn't she Catwoman or Batwoman or something like that?
Julie was indeed Catwoman, and she's still alive.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
I did not know
How
that.
How about that? Yes.
Yeah.
How about
Thanks for
that?
Everything, Julie.
Right. Anita Gillette.
Anita Gillette. Well, I do need a Gillette. I'm going to go with alive. And, of course, Anita Gillette is the inventor of the Gillette razor.
Well, you know, you are so close on this. She
I
is
know.
Alive. But Anita Gillette, she was an actress. She was in Moonstruck and on Quincy Medical Examiner.
Oh, Lord.
But also very well known for her appearances on the Match Game quiz shows, you know.
No.
So,
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's another one for you. Richard Hunt.
Dick Hunt. Richard Hunt. I feel like I know Richard Hunt. Richard Hunt. Well, he's still with us, though his career or his business is mostly dead. So if you didn't know, he is the founder, the original developer of the manhunt.com.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And also, I feel like he produced some TV shows or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Richard Hunt is dead. Dead as a doornail. And he was an American puppeteer. So, how about that?
I was right. Okay, perfect.
Right. Robert Culp.
Robert Culp. Is it now, wasn't he's. No, that was Robert Stack. So, Robert Culp is an actor. He was in all of those Hitchcock movies, he was the horror movie actor, and I believe he's still alive.
Dead as a doornail.
Oh.
And he was an American actor and screenwriter and was in I, Spy, and Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, and he's dead. Did I mention he was dead?
You did.
All right, I got one, excuse me, one more.
We've got time. In fact, we've got 10 minutes to fill, so if you have two more,
right.
Then, yeah.
Frank Gifford.
Best known as a football star,
uh-huh.
and he is married to or whatnot, that Kathy Lee, who you may know from the Carnival cruise ship commercials.
Well, if you could see her now.
Right. And he's alive. Frank, he's alive. She talks about him still.
Frank Gifford was a sportscaster. He did the Monday Night Sports Ball with Howard Cosell and Dennis O'Dornell.
Really?
Yes. And all right, here's another one of someone who was born today. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, did they share a birthing day?
They share an exiting of the birth canal day.
Well, I can assure you that Kathy Lee's career and her bosoms are still very much alive because, you know, she's on that morning show with the Hoda and they drink the white wine.
She hadn't been on the Today Show with Hoda in years.
Listen, everything stops at some point in my life. And so as far as I know, she's still alive. Y'all, she did when they christened one of those new Carnival ships, they did bring her back out there for it. It was quite the media spectacle.
Did they throw her up against the ship?
And she broke like a bottle of champagne because she is
And the wine just came out of her.
Right, exactly.
All right, now this one I'm going to be very disappointed if you don't know this one. Fess Parker.
Well, Fess was a singer back in the New Orleans in the day, and as far as I know, she's dead.
Fess Parker is indeed dead. He starred in Davy Crockett and Old Yeller.
I haven't seen those since the 80s there.
I believe that he was also in F Troop. So, did you ever see the F Troop?
Oh, you were talking about the movie. No, I did not. Okay. I believe.
No, it was a TV show.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that either. You know, I do have the Disney Plus, so maybe I'll watch that Old Yeller tonight.
You know,
so I can have a good cry.
Ken, what was Ken's name that was on Mayberry RFD? Ken,
I don't know.
Ken, it'll come to me. He was also F-Troop. Ken, what is Ken's name? All-American kind of.
But my computer can't handle it, y'all.
Yeah, that's Ken. It'll come to me.
Now, speaking of computers,
yes,
it's you told me. Did you say it on this show or yours or somewhere or before we started that it's arriving this week?
Well, the new iMacs, in BFO yellow, has already shipped, and I received notice. It was supposed to be here next Monday on the 23rd, but I received notice just moments before we went on the air.
Moments.
That it's arriving Thursday, just 3 days from now. Right.
Also
arriving Thursday, the NIP.
Well, I'm sure he can help you set it up.
He may be bringing the computer with him. I don't know.
Oh, right. Well, he's on his way from China, maybe from Wuhan, and he just swung by and picked up the computer on.
Well, he picked up some bats.
Okay.
And an IMAX.
Okay, perfect. You know, it seems like the NIP is out there visiting.
Wait a minute. This Ken guy was also on Mama's Family.
Oh, he was the son. Oh, Mama's Family. You know who would know this is that Adam Burns because he's a big fan.
No, he wouldn't know. He's much too busy to listen to this. So.
Oh well. No. I just meant if he did listen because you know he loves the Mama's Family. Y'all, my mother secretly loved Mama's Family, and you could tell that she thought it was inappropriate because you know it was kind of trashy. But I mean, who doesn't love
Barry, Ken Barry.
Ken Barry, thank you for yelling that into the microphone. Okay. Our audio is nothing if not brewer quality.
Right. You know, have you noticed? Have you noticed that on the Mix Minus?
No.
Their audio. They're always trying to have the best audio, and everything technical, they're totally unprepared for. It's like, oh, I thought that was hooked up to this. Oh, that's hooked up over here. Oh, no, I didn't load that sound on the. Oh no, well, why didn't do that? It's wonderful. It's right. Just wonderful.
Yeah, you know, I can't stay up that late on a Friday night to listen to them. So,
listen live.
Now you do know that the Daniel Bieber, he is in the Walt. Well, actually, I think they left today. They were at the Fort Wilderness at the Walt Disney World Resort,
right, and campground.
And he messaged me because he had messaged about it. He had never stayed there, and he messaged me a few weeks ago. And I said,
Did you tell him which was the best campsite?
I did. I said, what did you book? And he didn't even know. And so, because, he's a fake Disney fan. Like, he wants everyone to think that he's a Disney World fan, but he don't know, y'all.
Oh, he don't know?
No. And so I was like, oh, you booked the shittiest of the shitty. And I mean, he didn't know the difference, so I can't blame him. But I was like, well, when you check in, if they try to give you blah, 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 or blah, 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 you just say no, ma'am. And so he ended up getting actually one of the sites that I've gotten when I've stayed in that loop. And so it'll be interesting to hear what he thinks about it because, we do love the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, the home of Vodka Fest. So maybe if it ever happens again, but but it was the home of Vodka Fest. So,
well, the older we get, the chances are it's probably going to become Metamucil Fest.
Much more likely, because we don't want to have an incident with Big Fatty being overserved.
Right.
Now, did I tell everyone that my friend, the Big Ed and I...
Is that 407?
Yeah.
Or 704?
It's 704. Ed. 704 okay. Ed. And my friend 704 Ed and I have booked the G'days for next year. Y'all, he wants to have... And I have to tell you something about Ed. He's fat... but also, how old do you think Ed is? 76?
I would say Ed is...
I would guess he was born in 1946, so...
I would say that he is... 76 to 78, 79, somewhere in there.
Well, y'all, He loves going to the G'days and staying at the G'days Host Hotel and just like having a blast, because the little chicken boys love Ed because he's loud and he's very polite. Don't get me wrong. He's not crude. He's just loud and boisterous, and they love him for it because he's big old Ed. Y'all, nobody wanted to go this year because they're whatever. And so, y'all, we've made a reservation at the Host Hotel. So.
Oh.
And we made a backup reservation at the One Magical Weekend Host Hotel, just in case. So he was hemming and hawing with me on the phone, and he said, what are you typing? And I said, I just booked both of them, so stop complaining. We're going. So anyway, so we're going to the G'days next year. So if anybody is going to be there, we would love for you to join us. That's the first weekend in June. So, thank God. But yeah, we're very excited. Of course, I will need a vacation after that trip, but I've stayed at the Host Hotel before, and it is a shithole. So
now, just out of curiosity, you're not working at the coal mine today?
No, I'm not.
But the coal mine is it's ramping back up.
Correct, it is. But I'm not working.
Okay. And the people that are there.
Oh, they're not working either. No.
Right.
They're not working. They're emailing and texting, and I'm just ignoring them. So yeah.
Right.
Vader has 19 days left to use before the end of the calendar year, and so a lot of time off.
We'll do it. And speaking of things that well, I don't know. I'm wondering if we know anybody who might know Ken Barry.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
I would say probably not.
Probably not. You know what? You know.
Nah.
Walnut Hills, RFD.